in the planning stages, and the city's denizens are the many city denizens make up the executive board, including the mayor of Cleveland, head of the Cleveland Foundation, head of the Chamber of Commerce, Greater Cleveland Partnership, and the Cleveland Clinic, and many others. And they're sitting around the table trying to figure out how to attract and retain more immigrants in the high-tech sectors and the small entrepreneurship sectors and the innovation sectors. And, you know, one thing to keep in mind is Cleveland, in the early part of the 20th century, was the second or third most prolific city in the world in industrial patent generation. So this part of the United States, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Detroit, was the Silicon Valley of entrepreneurship and innovation at that time. Obviously, we're not there now. And so looking at who is driving innovation and entrepreneurship, you don't have to go far from the data to see that immigrants are nearly twice as likely to start a business than American-born. Immigrants are filing patents at a 2-to-1 ratio compared to American-born. Immigrants, including undocumented immigrants, are more likely to have an advanced degree. So I think that the leadership in Cleveland is now embracing this more and more as a job creation initiative. And to give you one last tidbit, we have an election coming up for the county executive in Cowan County, and both Republican and Democratic candidates on their website, their campaign websites, have a detailed description of their economic development platform, which includes embracing immigration as an economic development driver. And one last tidbit, no city in America lost more people in the last 10 years. No big city lost more people than Cleveland did, other than New Orleans. So this is a repopulation and innovation entrepreneurial engine if we embrace it.